Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way.
And I'm Lottie Streisinger. Today we're going to speed you through two group shows, both very worthwhile seeing and both ending in mid-February.
Yes, the two shows. One of them is at Jacob's Gallery. The other is at Maude Kearns. And let's start at Maude Kearns, Lottie. That one features three artists, Kasumi, Majurka, and Opie. The entire show is called Memory, Perception, and Ritual. And in the main room of the gallery is an installation, I think it's safe to say, by Kasumi. And I didn't know they're like screens. And you said they were made out of tea bags. And I looked at them and didn't realize that. So tell me more about that.
She somehow filled the tea bags with wax so that they became tablets. And some of them have writing on them. Some of them have images. Some of the writing is in Japan because they have been exhibited, I think, at a Buddhist temple in Japan. And the reason for this very labor-intensive work, there are hundreds and hundreds of these tea bags strung together with little strings, is, as she puts it, a kind of penance for her having had an abortion in the 90s. So that's what they were about, although you wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't really know that.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting that's what that's about. I didn't know that either. And the way that they're presented, I mean, there are these delicate hangings, and they're in a shape, kind of a V shape, but they're backlit from the floor. That is really distracting because you can't really go up and look at these. They're very small writing, like you say, but there's these lights in your face, and it's like it's really irritating. Mm. It was really distracting to me. But perhaps that's part of the deal. I mean, here's this tender thing, and then you got these lights blinding you practically.
Could be interesting.
Yes.
Right. Now, another artist is Una Majurka. She was born and grew up in Latvia under the Soviets, and then moved to America and now lives in the Imperial Valley and teaches at Fresno College. And her show is all ceramics, unglazed, grayish, ashen-looking ceramics. Some of it is tiles on the wall, and they represent the housing developments and urban sprawl, right, which has overtaken that fertile area of the West. And up on the balcony is a huge, huge table that and also wall pieces that are all the fruits and vegetables and grains and lobsters and loaves of bread and all those things that used to come out of that valley, which is now being destroyed by urban sprawl.
Right.
So that's the message from
And then
her
the third
show.
Artist over at Maude Kearns is Alexandra Opie. That's a digital kind of TV installation. I walked through there, didn't really get that one at all. So let's hop over the Jacobs. We're going to run out of time here.
Right. That show is called A Look From Within and features four artists, one whom I know a little and whose work I like is Roger Wise. He has, I believe, 16 self-portraits. I may have counted wrong, but it's a very large number.
And those are like watercolors, and they're really kind of spooky. I mean, there's several aspects of this show that are a little spooky.
Yes.
The portraits by Shelley Albrecht are also a little dark.
Right. Just a minute back to Roger Wise. He's always looking straight ahead with his big brown eyes and his nose slightly askew,
right,
which gives him sort of a wry look, and I actually kind of like it.
And that's in total opposition to Rogine Manis. Hers are a papier-mâché. They're slight relief. nicely painted. They're the opposite end of the spectrum.
The portraits, but funny things coming out of the tops of the heads. The thoughts, I suppose. The one on the card is a bird's nest with eggs. There's hair sometimes turning into branches. And then there's a one that I liked a lot. It's called Letting Go. And it's actually not a head. It's a figure opening up her robe, and this flock of birds is flying out of it.
And then last but not least is Cheryl Camillo, which are photographs. And the photographs are wonderful, but they really don't match the other things. I mean, the Jacobs Gallery puts artists together. Most of the times it works, and this time it didn't really work, but it's not a real detractor either. It just doesn't quite fit with the mood.
This has been Viz City. I'm Lottie Streisinger.
And both of these shows run through mid-February. I'm Terry Way.